Hi, Matt, it's Doreen. How are you?
I am well, Doreen. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Glad to be working with you today.
Yes, sorry I missed last week. I apologize.
That's okay. No worries. Happens, right?
Yeah, I thought it was needless to say.
All right. So tell me the last recording you listened to so I know exactly what you've been exposed to.
I am just now, I got slowed down from last week and routines were all jacked up. So I did not get back into a rhythm until this weekend. And so I am just now getting through. Let me go grab my notes. I don't remember the, I know it was on the acceptance. I think it's module three. I just now got started on module four.
Okay. All right, perfect. So you said you in essence fell off the wagon a little bit. Was that over the last week and up until this weekend?
Yeah, I didn't do anything last week, hardly. The first 3 days of the week I was at home sick, and then after that I was catching up when
Okay.
I was gone. So kind of a it was chaotic just because I didn't see it coming. I had already taken off Friday, so had stuff on the agenda that had a pretty full calendar, so just kind of threw a wrench in the week, but it was all good.
Okay. All right. And then how have you been doing with practicing acceptance?
I've been doing the 30-minute sitting down and making time just to go through and list how I'm feeling or list the thoughts that come through and acknowledging acceptance on those. So I usually do that for 20, 30 minutes a day. So I usually
Okay.
try to carve out time while I'm gone. I tried to go for a walk in the morning and the afternoon just to break up some of the monotony.
Okay, perfect. All right. So you are at least consistent with that, correct?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. Okay. And then outside of the 20 to 30 minutes a day that you did acceptance, did you do it throughout the day as well?
I wasn't necessarily, I was good about it. I didn't actually use the one line, the
The phrase.
I acknowledge, yeah, I'm acknowledging, I acknowledge it, that is fill in the blank when I accept that. So, but I've definitely made it a point whenever it's something that, I shouldn't say everything, but throughout the day, stuff that comes at me. So it's
Okay.
definitely, especially stuff that's challenging for the most part.
Okay, great. And then did you practice, you practiced acceptance with Mike, right, before he set you off for the week?
Yes, I did. We went through, he had me go through a couple examples or a few things that were top of mind that I'd asked for or that I'd recognized or received or rejected, whatever. So.
Okay. All right. So what I always like to do at this stage of the game is practice acceptance again to make sure you've got a real solid foundation with it. It's really important that we use the phrase exactly as it is. It's also really important just to get really good at being aware that listening to your thoughts and feelings instead of believing them. And then, the practice of identifying the state of being too. And then really being willing to, as soon as you accept, go back and listen again for the next thought or feeling. And that consistency happens as you practice, obviously. But let's practice together. And then what we can do is if I stop you, I'll just stop you to add value. If I don't stop you, just keep accepting like you do in your 20 to 30 minutes. So you listen to your thoughts and feelings, you identify the state of being that's creating them, you go ahead and accept it. You can do that part out loud so I can hear you use the phrase. And then immediately go back and listen for the next thought or feeling. And let's just cycle through that several times. And then definitely want to get your questions answered about acceptance and then talk about how to really ramp it up. That sound like a good plan?
Yeah, that works.
Okay, cool. All right, so whenever you're ready, just if you want to close your eyes, just listen, identify the state of being, go ahead and say, I accept I'm experiencing blank right now. It's okay. You say that out loud and then immediately listen again and let's cycle through several times.
Okay. I accept that I'm experiencing momentum that I'm building for the week right now, and that's okay.
Okay. So good job on using the phrase, but you don't add anything other than your state of being. Okay. So when you think of momentum, what state of being is that? Is that excitement? Is that anticipation? Is that
It's definitely.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. It's definitely what?
It's productive.
Okay, so it would be then I accept I'm experiencing productivity right now. It's okay.
Got it.
So you just don't add anything else in there. Perfect.
Okay. I acknowledge or accept that I'm experiencing stress right now, and it's okay.
Great, keep going.
Except that I'm experiencing distractions right now, and it's okay.
Great, so distraction, not the actual distractions themselves, but the state of being of distraction. I know it sounds wordsmithy, but it's important.
I accept that I'm experiencing frustrations right now, and it's okay.
Just the state of being of frustration. You got it. Just frustration. Yeah, typically the way I think of it is that a state of being is a noun. So the state of being of frustration creates a frustrating feeling.
Okay.
So if that helps at all.
I acknowledge that I'm experiencing struggle right now. It's okay.
Okay, just make sure you use accept instead of acknowledge. That's why this practice is good, doing it together. Keep going, you're doing great.
I accept that I am experiencing resistance right now, and it's okay. I accept that I am experiencing love right now, and it's okay. I accept that I'm experiencing doubt right now, and it's okay. I acknowledge that I'm experiencing discomfort right now, and it's okay.
All right, great. You said acknowledge, so just make sure it's accept. Once you practice more, the phrase will get very consistent. All right, but that's a great job. So initially it was a little bumpy, but then once you kind of got into the flow of it, you were able to just listen, which is great. What's really important is that, and you did this for the most part, just don't start the phrase until you've actually identified the state of being. So I loved how you were being very deliberate, really listening, and then identifying. But just don't start the phrase until you actually identify the state of being, because otherwise you start to look for the state of being instead of being aware of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So just, this is all about the experience. And the only way you can work with the experience is if you're listening to it and being very deliberate about it and being honest about it, right? So when you're listening, you just grab that first thought or feeling. You don't want to go 10 thoughts in. You don't want to be thinking to yourself, well, I don't know what my state of being is, and I'll talk to you about that in a second. What you want to do is just grab that first thought or feeling, objectively identify the state of being that created it, and then say the phrase, I accept I'm experiencing blank right now, it's okay, and then immediately go back and listen for the next thought or feeling. So doing what you did, Matt, was great. You kept it slow and deliberate. You were really listening, which was great. You're going to notice that you have all sorts of states of being. And you might notice that predominantly they're resistant states of being. That's just the way it is for people who come into the program, because that's why they're here, right? They've been experiencing this resistance, and now they're here to do this work so that they can experience acceptance instead. So also remember, Matt, every time you say, I accept I'm experiencing blank right now, it's okay, whether it's from ranges from love to hatred. What you're doing in that moment is you're consciously choosing to expand acceptance. So it's really important to know why you're doing acceptance, right? Mm-hmm. You're doing it because you want to experience acceptance instead of the resistance you've been experiencing. So every time you say that phrase, you are consciously choosing to experience acceptance. The more you consistently choose acceptance, the more it starts creating your feelings, your thoughts, your words, your actions, and your reality. It's really that simple. So as you're doing acceptance, keep that in mind. I'm doing this because I want to experience more acceptance. I want to experience calm instead of frustration. I want to experience wealth instead of lack. I want to experience love instead of insecurity. I want to experience strength instead of weakness. That's what you're doing. Every time you say, I accept, I'm experiencing blank. No matter what the state of being is, it doesn't matter that it's stress right now. It doesn't matter that it's love right now. What matters is that you're choosing acceptance, and the acceptance will continue to manifest itself for you. So that's why we're doing this. It's really important. So you did a great job. When you've been practicing, have you ever run into the thought, you know, I have no clue what my state of being is?
Every once in a while, there's been a few times. They're not as, I know Mike's said on a few occasions on the audio about the kind of the rapid pace, and I know that.
Yeah.
I would argue there was probably, I don't want to say it was a bigger blank. It was broader, or at least there was a higher volume of recognition of the emotions, or at least the state of being mm-hmm. earlier even. And again, I'm not necessarily in a depressed state or I haven't hit a slump. It's just pace has increased, the capacities have limited, but it's not a, I guess, I'm not max, and it's difficult when I don't have nearly as many thoughts or as many states of recognizing the states.
Oh, okay. All right. So if you have no idea what your state of being is, that's a state of being of confusion. Just use confusion. Okay. If you find that you kind of know what your state of being is, but you don't know how to label it, mm-hmm. just check in with your feelings. If you feel okay, you're experiencing acceptance. So you can just accept that. If you don't feel okay, you're experiencing resistance. So just accept that. Keep it simple. Right. Even when we were practicing, you used resistance. Right. Mm-hmm. It's important to be honest about what we're experiencing, but it's also important not to get wrapped up in identifying the state of being, because that's not the power. The power is in the acceptance of the state of being. So if you run into that moment where, you know, I just don't know, check in with how you're feeling, keep it simple, and just accept resistance or acceptance. Make sense?
Say that again. The power is where?
The power is in the acceptance, the phrase, I accept I'm experiencing blank right now. It's okay. Because in that moment, you're choosing acceptance. You're choosing to manifest acceptance. The identification of the state of being is important, right? And that's why I'm saying you want to be honest, because a lot of people have a hard time saying, I accept I'm experiencing hatred right now. It's okay, right? So we do want them to accept hatred. So we don't want you glossing over what you're experiencing, but don't get caught up in identifying.
It's not the emotion, it's the acceptance.
Yeah, I mean, that's when you say, I accept I'm experiencing hatred right now, it's okay, you've just consciously chosen to expand acceptance. Every part is important, but the power is in the acceptance of whatever you've identified. What happens is people get caught up in the identification and then they're not accepting because they're thinking about how to identify it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It makes sense, yeah.
Okay. Just something to be aware of, that's all. So when you're doing your 20 to 30 minutes, and 30 is better than 20, but if you're getting 20 in, that's great too. And you're just doing it as deliberately as you were just doing it, listening, identifying, accepting, and then go back and listening, identify, accept, at a very deliberate pace, not a rapid fire pace, you'll be on target. And just if you get caught up in, I don't know what this is, then it's just confusing. You don't have to figure it out.
Okay.
And that will help with you, you know, moving through that half hour. Now, any questions on the practice since you've been practicing it for a week? Any questions come up when you were practicing it?
Yeah, but I need to do better about making a note of them because I do it without my phone.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Which is fine. We'd rather you do that.
and I'm trying to remember what they were because I usually make a point to go right back to my desk and write down something or anything that might have resonated. But again, the routine was mild at best. So.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I can't think of one off the top of my head. So I'm sure. Well, I did have one that was on the content. It was something about what the master's class. What. It was mentioned in the audios. What master's class? Was that a?
Yeah, that I know you refer to us. So Mike probably reached out to you directly. We do have what's called a master class. That is, it's kind of what we have out in the world to attract the people that need the work. But you haven't seen it. Is that correct?
No, I have not.
Okay. All right. How about we do this, though? Since you're in the program, let's get you the master class after, because I want you to stay dialed into where you are. Does that make sense?
You bet.
Okay. Appreciate that. That's great. And then once you know you're in weeks, you know, 7 and 8, just say, hey, Doreen or Mike, you know, would you mind sending the master class? I'd like to look at it.
That's cool.
That would be great. Okay. Perfect. All right, so this week has got to be all about expanding your experience with acceptance, because remember, the state of being is what creates. And if you're now, you know, choosing acceptance consistently, acceptance is going to start creating your feelings, thoughts, words, actions, and reality, which obviously that's what you want. All the things we want are in the world of acceptance, not the world of resistance. Mm-hmm. So what we want to do is become aggressively aware. This can't be a laid back thing where, you know, when the resistance pops up, then I'll accept. No, this has to be a consistent, constant choice. And here's the great thing about it. It's not like we are telling you to go sit on top of a mountain for 3 months, right? Or even sit in a room with candles lit. This is something you can do all day long because you do it inside of you. You don't need anything to be aware, identify your state of being, and accept it, other than a conscious willingness, an aggressive awareness to do so, because the result is you get what you want. So it's kind of crazy. We're all running around doing the opposite thing to get what we want and wondering why we're not getting it. So the more you are aggressively aware of your state of being and accept, the faster your results will come. So what does it mean to be aggressively aware? You know, when does the clock start on acceptance? It starts as soon as you're aware you're awake. Because when you're laying in bed, what is your brain doing?
It's working.
It's working. It's thinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what you have to do from now on, remember, it's not about believing your thoughts. It's about using them to identify your state of being. So from now on, as soon as you're aware you're awake and the thinking starts, you want to accept through the thinking. Like the first thought is, oh God, I've got so much to do today. I accept I'm experiencing overwhelm right now. It's okay. What if I don't get it done? I accept I'm experiencing fear right now. It's okay. But I've got that meeting and the guy's such a jerk. I accept I'm experiencing judgment right now. It's okay. That's what you want to do, because if you just lay there and think, you are unconsciously choosing the overwhelm, the judgment, and the fear. And it's just going to create more of the same thinking. So you want to accept through that thinking. Now you're getting up. You're accepting as you're walking to the bathroom. You're accepting as you're going to the bathroom. Because why? What is your brain doing? It's thinking. Right? You sit down, you do your half hour. You're getting up, you're still accepting. You don't just stop. You're taking a shower, you're accepting. You're driving your car, you're accepting. You're eating your breakfast, you're accepting. All through the day, in these moments where our brain is not engaged in activity that needs its full attention, which, let's be honest, is probably 95% of the day, we can be accepting. And again, it's not about stopping your thinking, it's about accepting through it. It's not about stopping what you're feeling, it's about accepting through it. And so the only way you can do that consistently is you've got to commit to being aggressively aware of your state of being. I should be able to vox to you one day and just say, hey, Matt, what's your state of being? You should be able to say it's acceptance. You don't even have to think about it. That's where you're gonna get to. But it does take this conscious awareness as much as possible all day long. So look for the low-hanging fruit. When you're driving, turn off the radio, do acceptance. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you do a lot of driving for your work?
Not a lot. I have a 20-minute commute to and from my office that I try to use it to wind up or wind down.
Do acceptance while you're winding up and winding down. Right? So you're going into work and you think about your day. Accept, accept, accept. You'll be expanding acceptance into your day. And when you're coming home, excuse me, accept, 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 so that you can be present when you get home. Right? So you're going to think, that's fine. Just accept through it. So you're doing a half hour in the morning, then you've got your 20-minute commute in and your 20 commute out. So already you're doing a lot of acceptance. Now you want to do it even more, because the bottom line is, the way this operates is, you've got so much awake time during the day, maybe 16 and a half hours or so. If you are unconsciously choosing your state of being 70% of that time, you can't expect anything to change. But if you're consciously choosing acceptance 70% of the time, everything's going to change. So it's a willingness to be conscious, always listening to your feelings, thoughts, listen to the words that come out of your mouth. I won't be able to do that. Except I'm experiencing limitation right now. It's okay. What if I don't do that? I accept I'm experiencing fear right now. It's okay. I didn't do that. I accept I'm experiencing frustration right now. It's okay. You don't believe the thought or the feeling. You just accept through them. Make a little bit of sense?
Yeah, it does.
Can you see now, if you, with this information, looking at your day, can you see more opportunities to do acceptance?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, see, it's just a willingness, right? It's just a commitment. It's just, you know, Mike and I want for everybody that comes into this program to get the results as quickly as possible. And the quickest way to get the results is to do the work consistently. And yes, is it different? Absolutely. Is it uncomfortable at times? Absolutely. But so is everything new. Right? Going to the gym. You don't walk out, you know, feeling great with a big fat muscle, you know, big strong muscle. No. You probably feel kind of crappy. But if you continue to go, you'll get the muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the beautiful thing about acceptance. It doesn't take very long to get the results, because it's literally, everything's in this moment. So the more I'm accepting in this moment is just all that exists, the more I'm going to just experience acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to like go back and wipe out, you know, however many years of programming or anything like that. You're just choosing a new program and it starts to manifest for you. It starts to create for you. It's very powerful. So with the consistency, and here's the other thing too, the best thing, you know, when it comes to, you know, when life gets busy, the last thing you want to do is put this on the shelf. Because this is the very thing that will move you through those moments and get you the results you want. So I'm not, you know, life does get busy. It all gets busy. But if we put this on the back burner, then that busyness will keep expanding it. Right? Well, and that's what happens, right? We're busy. We plow through and then it gets a little quiet and then it gets busy again. Right? Whereas instead, if we accept through and just get it done, things get easier. Things start to flow. Solutions come faster. Implementation of those solutions happens faster. Sometimes problems just get taken care of without you doing anything about them, because that's how acceptance works. That's what you're choosing. So any thoughts on what I've said? And again, you see more opportunities where you can do this throughout the day a little more consistently?
No, I have. There's, you made a note as far as what that looks like and accepting it into the end of like the micros of my day, trying to create a muscle memory there.
Yeah, yeah. Just, you know, set the intention. As soon as you wake up, I'm going to accept my state of being. The only thing you should be doing when you fall asleep is acceptance. Again, your brain is thinking. Accept through the thinking. If you wake up in the middle of the night, you're being woken up by your thinking. Accept through it. You'll fall back to sleep faster. Pay attention when you're getting caught up in your thinking. As soon as you're aware, just start accepting. That's the other beautiful thing about this. You don't have to go back 10 steps. You just start accepting again. It's always there for you. It's always available to you. That's why it's your power. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we do believe certain areas of our life. We believe the external. You got to keep your attention on the internal constantly. Because that's what's going to create, that's what creates the external. So it's like trying to change the external is like trying to change the effect and not the cause. So make sure when you get busy, the reason we get busy too is and we start looking externally again. Keep your attention dialed into the internal. What am I thinking, feeling, saying, and doing? What state of being created it? Accept, accept, accept. So this week is really about expanding the acceptance. Looking for every opportunity, being aggressively aware of your state of being, doing as much as possible so that you get results more quickly. So all day, it's got to be this new consciousness you have, this new awareness. And then, so by the time you hop on the phone with us next week, you're, you know, doing acceptance 60% of the day. And if that sounds overwhelming, just accept the overwhelm. That's okay. But you'd be surprised because all these moments we're just in our head thinking, we have an opportunity to accept through it and choose that acceptance. So by the time you get on the call next week, you can schedule with Mike who'll want to follow up. And then I'll get you in a week or so. But by the time you get on the call with them next week, you should be able to say I'm at 60, 65% just doing acceptance. And this is what I'm experiencing. This is what's different. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be grandiose things. It can be a change in perspective. It can be, you know, back in the past, I would have gotten angry about this, but I didn't. That's results. That's what we're looking for. And then those just keep compounding into your experience, the more you do the acceptance. Does that sound like a good plan?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, Matt. You're on a great, great path. I'm so glad you're with us. Schedule with Mike next week, but please also Voxer him or I if you have any questions. Mm-hmm. Voxer me, I should say. If you have any questions, don't, and if you get busy, you know, box for me and say, Doreen, you know, life's getting busy again. You know, how can I stay on track? And I'll help you because I don't want you to go a full week without being, without applying the work.
Mm-hmm.
That sound good?
Got it.
All right, Matt.
Great.
All right. Congratulations. Glad you're with us. And I look forward to catching up with you in a week or two.
Appreciate it, Doreen.
All right. Have a great day.